Oh, shut up. Okay. Get these cheap whaling sluts.
Show me what to bathe.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, it's a little bit better. So I got a call today. The bulb's in. You don't know the emails that I've gotten from people saying, just go down to the Home Depot. I did! I have to admit, I was a little lazy on this thing, man. It burned. It was the... Man, when it fried, it fried. But, you know, it's a good bulb, man. It lasted a long motherfucking time. It's funny how the first lighting company that I called, they'd never heard of a pigtail bulb. And maybe they call it something different. They probably do. But us consumers refer to it as that. That much I do know. I know it needs strings. That much I do know. That's the original, is it the Trogs? Yeah, the original Trogs outtakes from the studio that Spinal Tap based their entire movie on. The Trogs were the band that did Wild Thing, and then they did... They were actually a pretty good little band, you know, but they, unfortunately, somebody rolled tape on them when they were arguing about a fucking... One particular track on their album, and it just was too late into the evening, and there's too much, probably not enough food... Too much coffee, maybe. I don't know what the fuck the problem was. But the ensuing discussion was just hilarious from a lot of different viewpoints. They had one producer there. Because we should have had a producer, but we didn't have a fucking producer because we didn't sign a contract. What? Sign a contract for a producer? You don't have to sign a contract for a producer. Who told you that? You know, and then we should have had a fucking... I know. And then one guy, I know that if we had a producer... I'd know whether I trusted the cunt within the first 5 fucking minutes. Right, you know. Yeah, anyway, there were a few other choice little moments where the guy's playing this. You got it. And it doesn't change a thing. And the guy's, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Didn't change a fucking thing to the average ear, right? And the guy's like, because I'm the fucking cunt playing it. He says, how do you know it didn't change? Because I'm a ruddy cunt that's playing it. Oh, man. And it goes on and fucking on. And mercifully, I guess I didn't know who it was. I didn't even give a shit. It was just funny, right? You know, I didn't really make a project out of finding out who it was. And somebody just said to me, well, it's the Trogs. Maybe it wasn't. Well, I think it is because I think I recognize the voice of one of the guys. But anyway... It does not diminish the lads in my eyes at all. It's just a funny fucking... It's a funny fucking tape, you know. Christ. Because I'm the fucking cunt that... Oh, they were pissed. He goes, we got to do something. Sprinkle a little fairy dust on this motherfucker. All right, I'll sprinkle some fairy dust. I'll piss on the tape. Like the wrong thing to say. Okay, I'll sprinkle some fairy dust. Well, now I'll piss on the tape. What's up here, man? Ducks and Predators, first period. Oh, yeah, just underway. No score. We're in Nashville. The Preds wearing their home yellow. Anyway, they're a very good team. Very good team. Who knew? Who knew that hockey would take off in the South? What am I saying? Atlanta's had two fucking teams they can't support. But I went to when I was in Atlanta in 92, I was there for a year, and I went to an Atlanta Knights game. That was in between... the departure of the Flames, and before they got the Thrashers, they had a minor league team called the Knights. I went so I had a blast, and they played a team from Phoenix. But Phoenix now has a team, but Atlanta does not have one. And I don't think you can really call yourself major league unless you have all 4 major sports. Isn't that right? Do you think? I don't know. Whatever. But Atlanta's a top 10 TV market. Why can't they make a fucking hockey team? And there are plenty of Northerners moving down there all the time. Why can't they make a fucking hockey team go? I went and saw the Knights. God damn. I don't know about the NHL, but the minor league, man, the rednecks come out for that shit. Christ, the chick in front of me with the hair and her boyfriend looked like he just got out of, you know, stir. And yahoo! And they're just hooting and hollering, loving it. I do know that the WHA in the 70s moved to Birmingham. The Birmingham Bulls. Was that the name of that team? Yeah. They moved to Birmingham from... that team was ill-fated. It went 3 different markets. It was all fucked up. It might have been like... I don't know who it was. Toronto originally or something like that. They tried to squeeze another team into Toronto in the WHA. And the NHL would not have it. They'd have none of it, you know. But yeah, the New York Raiders. It might have been the Birmingham Bulls. But and I think Saturday Night Live actually did a bit where they've got the French Canadian. Right, you know, well, I played in Birmingham for a while, and two more disparate entities. One, well, I'm sure there are more disparate entities, but these two, Birmingham, Alabama, and the French Canadian ice hockey player, and they like together they go. Free agent showcase. Can you guys hear that? I bet you can. You're not thinking about it, but you can. Hey, hey, hey. I don't usually run with a gate when I'm doing the show, but shut your filthy hole. I got to get to a hockey game this year. I've been doing. I live so motherfucking far away from Anaheim. I'm 2 hours from Anaheim, you know, on a good day. Well, hour and a half. And I saw the Ducks. That's the last hockey game I went to, was the Ducks a year ago Thanksgiving. So it's been over a year. And before that, the last hockey game I went to was that fucking Atlanta night game that I went to. That was, Jesus, that's over 20 years in between hockey games. And from the Atlanta Knights to the last hockey game I went to was, I don't goddamn know, Kings game at some point somewhere. But I went to a lot of hockey games as a kid. And through the 70s, when I got back to California, went and saw the Kings a few times. One of the guys I knew had, his old man had season tickets, and they had these boxes that were right over the tunnel. They were phenomenal. And they had all that drink service shit, you know. And for these 20-something dudes to be in there acting like little lords of the rink, I'm sure we were obnoxious. That was the Kings of Rogi Vachon and Marcel Dion and, shit. Rogi Vachon, Marcel Dion, Serge Bernier, I think, and Bernie Nichols, or was that later? The 70s would be too late for... Well, I got my times period all fucked up. My times period all fucked up. The Kings in the 70s, man. Marcel Dion. After him came Bernie Nichols and those dudes. And, you know, the cats that are on TV now doing all the... Jimmy Fox and... I don't fucking know. I'm going to look that. That's driving me nuts now. Where's my Kim Jong-un and Trump are going to meet. Now, there's a big one for Trump. That's a big win for Trump. That's a big win for Trump. And if he can keep from fucking that up, I just know how people are. I know how people think. I know which way they're going to, you know. I admit I was surprised by his election, but most of the time, man, this is not a hard country to figure out. We're not a very bright, not a very educated people, comparatively speaking, with the other developed nations of the world. And when our democracy is, you know, on fumes, it seems. Okay. Rogi Vachon played. Well, you know, oh yeah, he would have been in the 70s for sure, man. LA Kings, Red Wings, Bruins. He was the first Red Wing to break a million a year. Montreal Canadiens. He played 67. His rookie year was 67. 80 to 82 with the Boston Bruins. Okay. So he was not the 80s Kings. He was definitely the 70s Kings. 71 through 78. It was with the King that Vachon had his finest moments of his NHL career. He was runner-up for the Vezina Trophy. The Vagina Trophy. He was named the NHL's... Boom, 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 boom 5'8", 173 pounds. Or no, excuse me. Not 170, I got that wrong. 180 pounds. God, what a little guy, man. Known for great reflexes and quick glove hand, Vachon was considered one of the premier one-on-one goaltenders of his era. He never allowed a goal on a penalty shot in his entire career. Get that. Never allowed a goal on a penalty shot his entire career. After retiring, Vachon served as general manager of the Kings. He was the club's general manager in 1988 when they made the trade to acquire Wayne Gretzky. Was that 88? I actually went to a charity function because Wayne Gretzky's kids went to the same high school as my stepkids. And he was a very involved parent. And I saw him at all kinds of shit for the school, you know. I mean, and then there was a function over at the Sherwood Country Club that he and his wife had an auction And then what else? They had a big thing at the school. His daughter is a singer, great singer. His daughter was a, yeah. And then his son, I forget. But we saw his daughter sing. What? All right, well, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Okay, let's get back to business here, man. Well, the NFL channel is really just, they replay games from the season and they give them different, like the Case Keenum, Jonathan Stewart showcase, free agent showcase. Oh, is he a free agent, Case Keenum? Well, yeah. What am I saying? I keep thinking he's a cop. Everything's the focus. They had the scouting. Listen to the children of the night. What beautiful music they make. They had the scouting combine. You know, I got to make sure goddamn Brea doesn't get out. Shit, hold on for a minute, folks. I'll be right back.
What are you guys up to, man?
I did something. I don't know what I did. To strain the left side of my body from my ass up to this upper arm, it's just... like feels like it's stretched or it's strained or something. What the hell I did? Started yesterday. Maybe it's a heart attack. I'm kidding. An invitation to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump accepts North Korea's invitation. He's going there. Because, you know, Muhammad, the mountain, well, you know what I mean. Trump accepts North Korea's invitation to discuss the nuclear program. In his fight with North Korea, Trump may end up with no allies. Well, that's a little late, because 10 minutes ago, this thing broke. Eh? You know what I'm saying? This thing broke 10 minutes ago. Okay? We had to have, like, I don't know who, Larry Grover or somebody come on and go, yeah, I think it's, I like it. It just bothers, I don't like the idea of a white guy kissing a yellow guy's ass.
I think that, are you kidding me or something? That's a big win for Kim Jong-un. There's no question about it. Because Kim Jong-un is, this is a tradition in the Asian countries to make the white guy come to them, you know. So, I mean the white guy. I mean, to make the Westerner, you know. And it's a tradition in the Asian countries for them to do that. So, I think, yeah, it's definitely, Phil, I think you have to call that a win. For Kim Jong-un to make Trump go over there and lick, sheesh, he's going to lick his ass.
Hey, let me ask you something, Jack, right?
Yeah?
Are you Mexican or something? Going to lick his ass?
No, I'm not. God damn you. God damn you.
Yeah, you sound kind of Mexican.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You know what you sound like?
Black. Oh, fuck. That's a win. Jack Armstrong. Let's go, man. Give me the fucking, you know, backtrack, Jack. Oh, God. 9/11 calls. Was it Ash Wednesday? Woman has ashes on her forehead. When is Ash Wednesday? I'm a Catholic, and I don't even know. Maria gets ashes. Sometimes you see people with a smudge on their forehead. It's Ash Wednesday to remind us that it's ashes to ashes. It is dust to dust, so why just put some dirt there? Wow. When's the next one? When's the next slaughter? I just want to see that. Oh, okay. I don't want worldwide trends, Jim. I want fucking... What? Get out of here. Cheese is a great way to say I'm off my diet. Spring is only 4 weeks away, and I'll bet many of you live in a real toilet bowl. Get Bounty towels. That's Bob Green. The day I joined Twitter, I should have leapt in front of a train. Skip Blaylock writing competition at Mr. Pooh. Sign up now because it gets filled up pretty quick. Just found one of our old demo acetates. Forgot about My Mind Will Explode It Thursday. We got to interview him about that, man. We got to interview Jeff about that. Bud will do the interview. The First Lady, if you will, Melania Trump, would do himself a world of good if he just tell his husband, Donald Trump, to go fuck herself. That's Frank Gray. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, brothers and sisters. Let me see, man. We had Steve on yesterday. So Doubter. What am I saying? Jack Armstrong, Doubter, Margaret, Steve Dooley is ancillary. One of these days we'll have Steve on as a solo guest. I think we did have him on as a solo guest once. The Hershey Squirts, Frank Gray's favorite hockey team when he was growing up.
Oh, yeah, the Hershey Squirts. They were coached by a guy, I think her name was Hecky Mackey, I don't know. I'm so tired.
Let me see. Chris Norton. The top Chris Nortons, here's one. Russi Pelikan. Chris Happy Easer from Redondo Beach. This, man. Okay. All right, babies. Cats and kittens. It's going to be all right. Everything going to be all right.
Three to one of the NASDAQ. One of the bright spots was software maker VMware. To one of the NYSE. Three to one of the NASDAQ. One of the bright spots was software maker VMware. The share shot up 76%, closing in at 51 the first day of trading on the NYSE. To one of the NYSE. 91% from its IPO price of 29.
Well, it's been that kind of a day, Phil. It's been that kind of a day. It's not. It's getting nuttier as the day goes by. But I'm here to tell you there's going to be a hell to pay. There's going to be hell to pay, Phil. If these guys don't test. I think it's going to be a very tough deal for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be hurting once they figure this out. You know.
Okay.
This is Jack Armstrong reporting from. Poon. I don't know.
What town are you in?
It's pronounced Poon Tang. Is it Poon Tang?
Poon Tang. You don't know what city you're in.
Why is he laughing?
Poon Tang is not a city. It's something else.
Well, okay.
Are you really in North Korea?
No, I'm not. Jack Armstrong reporting here from Poon Tang, North Korea. I don't know where I am or who I am. I don't know who I am anymore. Testing. Jack Armstrong here reporting from Poon Tang, North Korea. This is, it's wild.
Yeah. Professor Emmy Clayton here, Phil. Let me tell you something about Trump. He's going to go over there. I'm going to educate you on something now. Donald Trump is going to go over to Poon Tang, North Korea.
All right, man. So that's that. And then we are going to go to Jeff Doubter. All right. Mutate our own faces or not, as the case may be. Many of them, and I agree with them, would like us not to have that right just at the drop of a hat, you know.
Well, you should have a license.
You should. What's the guy we used to do? Who's the fucking talk show host? Pete Bone. Beautiful thing, you know. Here we go.